Welcome to the Small Caps Podcast, where we discuss news and information related to ASX-listed companies and financial markets, keeping investors informed. Note that the content in this podcast is not financial or investment advice, and be sure to head over to smallcaps.com.au to get the latest market news. Now, without further delay, here's today's podcast.
How are you now? Welcome to smallcaps.com.au. I am occasional talking head James Whelan. And today, also thank you for joining us. Today we are speaking with Adam McKinnon, the Chief Executive Officer of Advanced Metals, ASX code AVM, Alpha Victor Mike. Alpha Metals is an emerging copper and critical minerals explorer with a growing project portfolio of projects in Victoria, North America and beyond. Adam, it's great to have you with us. How are you, Adam?
Thanks for having me, James.
Hey, could you start by giving us a very simple overview or a complex overview? It's up to you. It's your company. Overview of Advanced Metals, your mission, strategic focus, how you're positioning the company in the current market, dress code, anything you've got.
No problem. Yeah, look, we've got two parts to our company, really. The big one is our North American assets, and in particular, the three projects we've got in Mexico, which are silver focused, but with a nice gold flavor as well. We also have a really nice high-grade project in Victoria, which we're currently exploring, which has produced some really strong results this year in particular.
And so you have positioned yourself as a silver and gold-focused explorer and developer. Good year for it. How do you see your projects aligning with that strong outlook for those particular metals?
Yeah, look, we've taken a view, particularly on silver, that it's going to have a very strong run. Obviously, gold's had a run already, and maybe even got a bit more to go. Having that mix of both silver and gold projects, I think it positions us really well in the environment where we see these rising metal prices. The key for us is to get into those high-grade projects, and that we think we've assembled a portfolio that really does look at those high grades, and I'm pretty excited about some of the results we've got coming out of various projects.
Adam, you mentioned your North American projects, specifically with regards to Mexican silver. Sounds pretty interesting. Sounds a little bit Wild West type, Clint Eastwood sort of thing. Do you want to go into that with a little bit more detail with regards to how much of a key pillar of your company is, and walk us through how this Mexican area is a highlight and what makes it so prospective?
Yeah, sure. About 4 weeks ago now, we made a key acquisition, a project that's called Guadalupe y Calvo. It's a bit of a mouthful. We normally just abbreviate it to GYC. We picked that up off a Canadian and US listed major called Endeavour Silver Corp. They've got about a $4 billion market cap, and they're developing some very large projects in Mexico. This was a non-core asset for them. It's obviously very big for us, but non-core for them. We've picked it up on an option agreement over a four-year term, very favorable back-ended deal. So just a few metrics from that. The project itself has 816,000 ounces of gold equivalent in a foreign estimate. That's equivalent to 60.6 million ounces of silver. Adding GYC into our portfolio then, with two other projects, one called Yukivo to the north and one called Gavilanes to the south, has taken us to 100 million ounces of silver in Mexico. For those who like to think in gold terms, that's well over a million ounces of gold equivalent. So very, very significant acquisitions.
So you have talked about taking projects and at a low value and managing to increase them. So I'm taking them at a low cost and systematically building value. How are you prioritizing your exploration spend across the portfolio beyond North America?
Yeah, so just across the business, we're targeting where we think we can get the best value the quickest. In particular, in Mexico, these are all what we call foreign estimates. They're all NI 43-101. So a lot of our initial work is not particularly high cost. It'll be involved with conversion of some of these resources to JORC resources. We also have an opportunity in that sense that a lot of these resources have been calculated with very, very modest gold and silver prices, say. In the example of GYC, that particular resource was calculated at a gold price of $1,700 US and a silver price of $23 US. And we know currently prices are a long way from those values. So
yeah,
across our portfolio, we're always looking at where we can add value by drilling as well, or other low, low cost, basic exploration as well. We'll get to Victoria in a moment, but that's another area where we're doing exactly that.
So if I was going to summarize it, you take a low cost asset, build it up to a JORC area, maybe some strategic drilling put in there, and also with the tailwind of silver and gold price movements, you've got a pretty good system there.
Absolutely. And look, there's not a lot of silver companies on the ASX, full stop. But there's not a big Mexican presence on the ASX. The Canadian explorers are very, very comfortable operating in this part of the world. But other than one or two other companies, we've seen an opportunity to get into these very significant silver deposits in a part of the world that actually produces 25% of the world's silver. If you're bullish on silver, Mexico is basically the place you want to be.
Noted. Well, let's go beyond North America. You've got exposure to other proven mineral belts. How do these fit into your broader growth strategy? What sort of upside potential do you see with these ones?
Yeah, so at the start of the year, we actually announced, at the same time as we announced a silver acquisition in Mexico, we actually announced the acquisition of a project in Australia in the Victorian goldfields from another Canadian company who had held it for a while, but actually hadn't been in the country doing any work. So there's two projects. It's called Myrtleford and Beaufort. Our initial focus, though, has been on the Myrtleford project. Sarah started some exploration here back in 2021 and quickly, on their third drill hole, hit 160 metres. Sorry, can I start that again? They hit 100...
It's all right.
Sorry. So they hit 11.5 meters at 160 grams. Off the back of that very significant result, they actually raised $11 million, of which $8 million came from Sprott in North America.
Yeah.
Interestingly, not long after that, they actually decided they were getting out of gold and going into critical metals in South America. Very little additional exploration has actually been done on these tenements. We managed to pick them up for an 80% joint venture arrangement over a period of 4 years. Since we've picked it up in early January, we've drilled a number of programs there now and hit some extremely high-grade results at a place called Happy Valley. With the best there being 1.1 meters at 272 grams per ton gold. So, all five of the holes we've got assays for at this prospect at the moment have hit high grade gold, and we've got a program ongoing as we speak.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I did have a look at the presentations too. Happy Valley down the south end of the area, isn't it?
Correct. Yep. Absolutely.
What was that? What was the grade again for Happy Valley?
So the biggest intercept we've hit today was hole three, our hole three, and it included, it was an intercept of 7.5 metres at close to 48 grams a tonne, which included 1.1 metres at 271.6 grams per tonne. So it's very, very significant grades.
Excellent.
Just a couple of weeks ago, we announced a hole, which was also very nice, 9.5 metres at 22 grams. So some really nice widths at some very, very high grades. We're currently pushing up dip and down dip. And once we've finished that particular prospect, we're actually going to move along strike and see whether we can repeat along the trend. So pretty exciting.
I was just about to ask you what you've got coming up over the next 6 to 12.
Yeah. So as I said, I'm pushing along strike there at two separate prospects, a couple of kilometres in each direction, actually. One at a prospect called Queen of the Hills and another one at a prospect called Sheard's Reef. So there are existing gold mines. This whole area was mined. There's more than 70 hard rock mines in the area, generally mined between the 1850s and typically mined at a grade somewhere approaching an ounce to the tonne. So spectacularly rich area, and it really hasn't had that much exploration, very little drilling at all to date.
I think that some of the original Whelans might have been out there. That's what moved them out from Ireland in the 1860s, I'd say. They probably would have been around that stage. So good to see that the digging is still continuing out there with some amazing grades. Now, they came out here absolutely penniless, and that sort of is the segue that I'm going to be leading onto you. Financing is always front of mind for junior explorers. So how are you managing your capital structure to ensure you can deliver on the exploration programs?
Yeah, so look, we are obviously have some pretty active exploration happening. We pride ourselves on putting as much money as we can into the ground. We've got relatively low corporate overhead costs, and we very actively have a strategy of adding value to each of these projects. And we're obviously always looking at strategic investment where we can, but you know, we'll look to put that money to that we can raise, and we do raise, towards as much drilling as we can possibly do.
It's good to see as much go into the ground as possible, especially in this market, especially when you've got some grades to actually dig out of the ground, which is sensational. Is that going to be the main trigger for a potential re-rating on the stock, you think?
Look, I think, well, two things. When you look at our market cap versus other silver, other explorers or other developers that have silver resources, we are clearly the cheapest on the ASX at about 12 cents per ounce of silver equivalent. It's not even close. We are undervalued on that metric by a long shot. That's not even including the gold story in Victoria, which once every hole we drill has the potential to produce these extremely high grade results. So I think both those things combined, I'm expecting to see a re-rate. I'm sure every MD says that, but just objectively, we are undervalued when you just look at that market cap cost or dollars per ounce of silver equivalent. Very, very cheap at the moment.
I'm going to be taking that metric to my clients as well. Speaking of which, what's your final message? We've had a great chat here. Final message about why Advanced Metals should be on people's watch lists?
Yeah, we are an agile company actively looking to add projects and add value. As I mentioned, we pride ourselves on putting money into the ground and adding value to these projects. And at the moment, on a number of different metrics, we are just very, very undervalued and looking forward to a significant re-rate in the near term.
Thank you very much. It's been a great catch up. I look forward to following this story very closely, especially on any potential re-rates and anything that's going to be coming out of Mexico as well with that silver story too. I'm not going to try and pronounce where it's from, but it's GYC, I believe, is what it was you talked about on that. So let's just stick with that and try not to offend anyone on the way through. Adam McKinnon, Chief Executive Officer of Advanced Metals, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, James.
I'm James Whelan, and you've been watching smallcaps.com.au.